It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show live today. Chickies and Pete's. In South Philly, Chickies and Pete's gift cards for the holidays, the perfect gift that always fits and always gets returned. Buy in person here today or online at chickiesandpete's.com. All right, we got a big guest list today. Mike Wick with us right now. Elliot Shore Parks at 12. Ike Reese at 1. Hugh and I hanging out with the afternoon show coming up at 2 o'clock as it's Birds at the Half, the Philadelphia Eagles. And we're throwing around this question. Is this now a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles? Do you view it that way, Mike? Do you view
No.
it?
Or bust?
That, see, you're with me. Hugh over here is saying Super Bowl or bust.
I think always Super Bowl or bust.
But, Mike, I think their window is open for a few years. It's a young team, young defense.
I agree. I think there's a window, especially if you look at these first-year, second-year players that are so talented.
Yep.
Even if you go to, like, a Zach Bond who's just figured out his space in the National Football League and his position in the NFL – I just believe that the window here is pretty strong for a few years.
They don't have anyone on offense besides Becton, who's been pretty good as a guard, but they don't have anyone else besides him not under contract next year. They'll all come back. Defense, Bond is going to be a big one because you know how the Eagles, they don't like to pay linebackers. But, Mike, I'd pay him. I mean, I don't want to let that guy go.
Well, we said the same thing about running backs a year ago, that the Eagles won't pay running backs. So just a few months ago. Well, and that changed, and – You bought a running back into Philadelphia who's a huge difference maker, and when you have that at any position, you have to reconsider the way you do things.
I agree. And maybe that you're a good point. Maybe the running back thing will change the way they think about linebackers here. The one question now in the NFC, right? You got the Lions at 1, you got the Eagles at 2. Mike, how big of a gap do you see? That Lions offense is humming right now. I mean, they put up 44 different times this year. Is it a big gap? Is it a small gap? What do you think the gap is, Detroit, Philadelphia?
I don't know how big the gap is, and I just believe that these two teams will see each other when you get to the postseason, and then you can determine, like, but Detroit's strong. They're really good. They're well coached. What I like most about them is that they beat people up. They are a physical football team, and that's on both sides of the ball, and that's, you know, I like that brand of football.
You know, Mike, I'm curious because you got a chance to see all three of these guys. You saw Boobie Miles when he was here, Miles Sanders.
Boobie.
You saw DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
And now Saquon Barkley. What?
Yeah.
I mean, and all three of them were Pro Bowl running. Well, Saquon's going to Pro Bowl this year.
Of course.
What is it about Saquon that makes him so different?
He just has everything.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, I know.
He has
I know
everything.
I'm just curious to see from a receiver's perspective.
Listen, he's first of all, he's a great young man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start with that. An unbelievable football player. He can run people over. He can sidestep you and make you look bad. He can run by you. He can protect in the passing game. I don't think there's anything that you ask a running back to do
that
he can
do. Yeah.
He can catch the ball out of the backfield. And when you get him in space, it's just fun to watch him do his thing. And a guy that big, when you have defensive back, you have corners and safeties, and you see him just run right by them.
Look like he's getting shot out of cannon, too.
It's fun. It's just fun to watch.
Mike, do you have any concern, or do you think they need to think about the amount of touches he's getting? So he leads the NFL right now in attempts. It doesn't look like he's slowing down, but obviously the objective isn't just November, December. They also want to play into February here. Do you think they got to think through that? Because we always argue in this show about I think Gainwell is a very serviceable second back. Obviously he's not Saquon, but like I don't mind him getting the ball 5-6 times a game just to give a little breather to Saquon. Where do you come down on that?
And I think he does. Yeah, Kenny Gainwell I like a lot. I think he's a really good football player. And I think when they've had opportunities to give Saquon a break and put Gainwell in. They've done that, and I think we'll continue to see that, especially when you've got a fourth quarter lead and you know that you have the game in hand. Yeah, we'll see more of that. And even along the way, when before you get to that point, there will be times within the course of the game where you want to have him in just to give Saquon a break. And Jamal Singleton, their running backs coach, he's the guy that basically handles all of that.
215-592-9494. Birds of the Bye. We're live today. Chickies of Pizza South Philly. 50% off all crab fries purchased here today will go towards the Travis Mannion Foundation. We're going to have raffle ticket items on sale. Includes 2024 Eagles trip from fans of Philly. Lane Johnson, autographed merchandise, and a WIP studio sit-in. To enter, you must be on site. Come on out. Hang out with us. Lunch, dinner, everything, all day at Chickies of Pizza. Let's go back to the phone lines here to talk to Vince in Broomall. Vince, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Vince, what are you thinking about?
A lot of stuff to unpack. I have a multi-talented person for you, too.
Okay.
So I think from a fan standpoint, we can say all we want that, all right, this regime we could build and we could, you know, sort of be like a shoe-like stocks, like a blue-chip stock. We could grow slightly every year. But the NFL itself and inside the locker room, that identity changes every year. Like, we could not even have Zach Bond next year. We don't know what the identity is going to be. So they have to be Super Bowl or bust. And we don't know when anything could end. Like, Hugh Douglas was in the locker room and saw a man doing shirtless sit-ups in his driveway, and everything ended. Like, we thought that for years. I mean, I remember when they lost in 2004. I was 18, I think, yeah. And it was like, oh yeah, they were so dominant that year. You couldn't help but think, oh, they're gonna be in the NFC Championship for the next 3 to 4 years because they just had been there in the previous 3 or 4 years.
So Vince, I agree, and I think as fans we all think that. But if you think back now, like think about it, that was their fourth straight run. Donovan was probably at that point 28, 29. He wasn't 24, 25 anymore. Like, the end for that group was Hugh was literally at the end.
Yeah, but that's not how we felt in the moment, though. That's
no, I know.
It's just like 2011, and for the Phillies, we didn't feel that in the moment.
Right, but now you look – yeah, you were cooked. But now you look back, Vince. 2011 Phillies were old. Howard got hurt. Like, the way I view this, Vince, is I think they can win the Super Bowl this year. They can. But this feels to me more like the 2001 Eagles, like if we're going back to that group. Like, they should have a few more years with this group to keep going. It doesn't mean
they should, but yeah. you said on the air, Joe, you said when the Phillies lost to the Astros, you said these exact words. You said, I'm okay with it because they weren't the better team. So that means you're saying that if your team isn't the number one seed in the league, you're okay with losing. You need to win when you're there because you don't know if it could be 30 years. Look at the Mets. The Mets haven't won a World
right.
Series since 1986.
Well, and Cleveland, to be fair, Indians. To your point I made about the Phillies haven't gotten back. Now, they've gotten close. They've been really good.
They have.
Knocked
but they
the
might
door.
Not get back to a World Series till 2047. That's
you're
why
right.
You have to do it when you're there.
I get so I get
okay,
it. So you feel.
Yeah,
47 is a long time. Come on. Man. We're getting any younger here.
Ask the Cleveland Indians. When would you know the last time
know.
The Cleveland Indians won a World Series? 1948, I think it was.
54, I think. But it's a long time ago. Yep.
It's crazy.
Hey Vince. Vince, I actually agree with you because if you think back a lot of years ago, probably one of the best passers in all of football, a guy by the name of Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Only went
he
to
made
one.
Rookie year, Super Bowl.
He went to one, and he never sniffed another
never
Super Bowl
did.
In his entire career.
Exactly
so,
right.
So I think every season, if you have an opportunity, you have to go all in, and you have to try and win Super Bowls. But
especially in football.
Especially in this game. But if this doesn't happen this year, I just don't think it's the end all. I just think that this organization is strong enough that they're gonna be strong for a while. But I do agree, you put everything that you have into this thing this year because you have a huge opportunity right here in front of us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're getting better, Vince. It's like if they were, you know, if this was kind of like last year where it felt like, all right, they're really good, but there's some holes. Like, this team feels like it's getting better by the week. All right, Vince, what do you got for us? A multi-talented individual for our giveaway today for Combo-Con.
So I hope no one's already said this. I think he's probably the most talented person on the planet. Jamie Foxx, he has an Oscar, he has a Grammy, and he was a high school quarterback, and he wanted to be in the NFL.
That's
the
a good
can
one.
Do absolutely anything. There's nothing
yeah.
he can't do.
I like that one, Vince. Good call. All right, Jamie Foxx. So Leonardo da Vinci and Jamie Foxx, you are our first two.
Well, I think Jamie Foxx is the lead in the clubhouse right now.
Over Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah.
Well, he's more modern for sure.
Yeah.
We get to experience a lot of the
Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci, like, you know, the painter and Renaissance guy from way back in the day.
Yeah, somebody thought way out the box.
Yeah.
With that one.
Well, they were.
Okay.
Yeah, when we started this, Mike, and you fit this bill, you know, player, broadcaster. We had Hugh Douglas as a football player, right now a talk show host.
And actor.
Did you know Hugh was an actor?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Yeah, he's acting all the time.
Acting, what you say? Acting fool.
Yeah, someone told me he was going to be Santa. Is that true?
I you know what's funny?
Santa?
Big Red was making fun of me, though. They had a chance to me and Paul Grassmanis was hanging out, and Big Red was making fun of my beard, talking about I did look like Santa a little bit. The black Santa, he said. So
are you going to be Santa? Is that going on?
I think you should be Santa.
Oh, come on, you.
Come on, man. You can make, like, the day for a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I'm not that friendly.
Dress up in all red?
I'm not that friendly.
Maybe you be the Grinch then. We'll turn that beard green.
They made me dress up. I said they. Like somebody put a gun in my head. But I dressed up as Santa last year. It was cool. It was all right.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. During the Eagles game.
Oh, I remember the Christmas game.
Christmas game.
I remember that. Yeah. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Chuck.
Hey, listen, I want to say to Mr. Quick real quick, it's an honor to be on the line with you. I'm a huge fan of yours, Mr. Quick. I've been listening to you sit with Merle for years, and I just look forward to game day listening to you, and you're one of my top five favorite Eagles, man.
Hey, Chuck, can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
I listen to the station a lot, and you might be my favorite caller on this station.
That's an honor.
I don't tell him. Nah, he bought that.
No, hold up. You come on, man.
Chuck, good dude.
Chuck, every year Chuck gets a new either current or former player to say this. Because at one point, Bryce Harper shouted out Chuck. And that was a big thing, Chuck. So now you got Mike Quick and Bryce on your side.
Well, listen, I love it, man. But Mike Quick is, like, honest to God. Like, he didn't have to say that. Like, he's one of my favorite Eagles ever played the game.
Quick six.
Number 82 running down that sideline, man, catching the balls, man. It's nostalgic, man. So that's just what it is. But
thank you, Chuck.
No problem. I called up to say this, right? I believe the team window is open. But I also believe that when the iron is hot, you got to strike. And this year, there's only one team standing our way. And that's the Detroit Lions. Now, I believe that, in my heart of hearts, I really believe when we play Detroit, our defense can hold their own against them, whether it's here or in Detroit. I love our secondary going up against them, and I believe our pass rush is getting home now. And if Jalen Carter continues to play like he's playing like a mini Warren Sapp or like a Fletcher Cox in his prime, you know, Aaron Donovich, you know, this team can, the sky's the limit. The linebacker play, I really think we match up well against Detroit. But when I look at this team, I'm comfortable with every position. I'm comfortable with wide receiver. I'm comfortable with offensive line. I'm comfortable with defensive line. Every other position. I'm just not sold on Jalen Hurts. I believe he is the weakest link of this offense. And if us to get to where we need to go, he has to play better. Now, we could have blown out the Jacksonville Jaguars like Detroit did, but, you know, the coach and the quarterback didn't allow us to do that. Detroit took care of business against them. But, you know, we let them back in the game because our quarterback didn't put his foot on their neck. And our coach, you know, made some boneheaded decisions. But I just think that this quarterback is the weakest link of this team. And that's the only position that I'm not comfortable. I'm not saying Jalen's a bad quarterback. But in order for us to beat these guys, which I know we can, I need Jalen to play better, man. I keep saying it.
Well, Chuck, when you go through it, when you look at, like, if you break it all down, Lions and Eagles, there's a lot of similarities where they rank and how good they are. The one difference feels like the pass game, right? We take a lot more sacks than they do. We don't throw for as many yards. It feels like that's we got to get cleaned up. Chuck, give us a great, multi-talented individual. Who you got?
I'm going to go with, let's say, The Rock. The Rock was a good
The Rock is a good one.
Great actor. So I'm a good actor. You know what I mean? So I like The Rock.
He made it as an actor. You don't like Rock, The Rock, you?
What? How is he multi-talented?
Well, he transformed from a wrestler to an actor.
But he's still an actor. A wrestler's an actor.
Yeah, no, but when I think wrestler, it's a different kind of thing. It's more of a showman than an actor. I understand it. How it works.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm just like, I know we're playing semantics here, but it's, to me, he's just taking it out of the ring and put it on.
But he also could wrestle. Most actors can't wrestle.
I see what you're saying. I give you that.
He could do the athletic part and the wrestling.
No, I give you that. He's a show, but he's still acting. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of a wrestler. All right, Mike, what do you think about the pass game right now? Because I think we all think they'd have a real chance to beat Detroit, and man for man they match up. But it just feels like something's off, Mike, with the passing game. They take a lot of sacks per drop back. I know they don't throw it 40 times a game, but they take a high percentage of sacks. And It just feels like it's stuck in mud sometimes. What are you seeing?
So I think the passing game just has to do what it's doing. It has to complement the run game because this team's strength is running the football. behind one of the better offensive lines, if not the best in all of football, and one of the best running backs in the game. The passing game, at times, is what you need, and you want it to be better, of course. And there are times when it's hot, when it works. You know, Chuck was talking about the quarterback. Yeah, he's not perfect, but what I see in this quarterback is that he will make enough plays for you to win games. He's not going to make every play that's there, and that's just who we have. But at the end of the day, this guy makes a whole lot of plays. And without some of the plays that he makes, then I don't know where this team is.
Well, the play he made last week that I think flew under the radar, that run he had by the sideline where he stretched his arm out and got the first down.
Huge
play.
That
was a huge one. Yeah, I think sometimes we look at him and we look at the weapons he has and we expect
more.
We expect high flying.
More.
And
we do.
It's not pretty, but it is effective, Mike. I mean, they've won a lot of football games since he got here.
You want more. It's one of those things where we see the weapons that we have. And we've made we talked about it yesterday. You put another quarterback in his offense, and what would it look like? And that's what you see. Like, he makes plays, but it's – We want to watch games, man, where we can go grab a beer in the first half because we already up 14 points. We want to be able to go grab a bag of chips or something. We want to be able to go get those garbage bags that maybe we had to run to the quick trip real quick.
and go, you know, that's around the corner.
Do a quick chore or something. Maybe knock those dishes out real quick because we up 14 points.
Yeah.
We ain't got that luxury right now.
No, I like it when it comes down to the last possession. Many times the last play. It's a whole
Is
lot
that
more,
what we like?
It's a, for
no,
me,
we don't.
It's a
no,
whole
we
lot
don't.
More fun for me.
I don't know about you. I don't know about you, Mike. I never liked them games.
So you want them to? You want 40 points in?
Well, I didn't say 40.
You want blowouts?
I want at least 14.
You want to relax in the fourth
I want
quarter.
At least 14. I don't like them games where the defense is backed up and they're driving. And somebody, you know, you got maybe Peyton Manning over there. You're talking about, Lord have mercy.
You don't like being on the edge of
the seat. Or them games where it comes down to the last possession, they score real quick. Like that Kirk Cousins game. Kirk Cousins marched down the field.
Well, that wasn't fun.
Then we look at our quarterback like, Lord have mercy.
You know what this is?
What's about to happen?
I know what this is. Hugh's half falling asleep on the couch, and he wants to be able to close those eyes and doze off.
He wants to be able to take a nap.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Who doesn't like those comfortable games? Nobody wants that game to be like, hey, if I drop this damn pass, or they're going to kill me on a Monday, or your teammates looking at you like, damn, dog. Remember in the championship game, AFC championship game, When Cincinnati had the Kansas City Chiefs on the ropes and the defensive line, the linebacker, pass interference.
Or he pushed them Mahomes out of bounds.
Penalty. And quit. And they go in the locker room, and his teammate, he couldn't even hold it. Why'd you touch him? He was like, he yelled at him. Dude, I don't know. I don't want them games. I don't know.
So
no.
that leads me to this. Mike.
I love it. I like the nail biters, especially when you're – in my seat during the game.
For you, it's great.
And I've got Merrill next to me, and I see him going crazy, and it's like with these nail biters. They are the fun, especially when we end up – no, I will say this. When we end up on the right side.
That makes it good, yeah.
That's when it – yeah.
Well, and
I like the nail biter.
The NFL is
like
so many of those. I mean, most games are decided by, you know, 4 points or less. That's the NFL. All right, Mike, it leads me to this. 2 years ago, we had a lot of the games that Hugh is referencing, right? The 2022 Eagles were blowing teams out. They were up 14-0, 17-0. Yeah. That was kind of the way they played. Is this team better than the one 2 years ago? All right, why?
Yeah. And I don't even hesitate to say it. I just like the talent, the youth, the coaching.
Saquon's obviously a different element.
No, just the talent. When you look at the talent all the way around, when you look at the way these guys are coached up, I'm really impressed with this coaching staff and what they're doing with this football team. That's why I have a lot of faith in this team going deep into the playoffs.
I think we've reached a point now where most people expect at least an NFC championship appearance. And then we'll see, right? If they could beat Detroit, and then we're heading to New Orleans. I mean, Hugh and I are taking a busload of the audience
to
New Orleans.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about going down to New Orleans.
Well, Hugh wanted to do it as like his own trip.
It started out me and Ike.
We commandeered the trip.
Then Joe took the trip over.
So it went from an SUV to a bus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Went to a whole bus. But, you know, to be fair, Ike started to flake. Like, and we ain't nowhere near the trip. But do you know how, because initially when I asked Ike, I said, hey, we gonna take this car ride, right? He said, yeah. And as the weeks progressed, he started, he started to get a little flaky. So, I mean, this might be the alternative.
This might be the only way you're getting there, Hugh, so you better get on board. Let's talk to Gary in Vineland. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
Hey, Gary, what are you thinking, buddy?
I'm thinking ease, pounding down, running up and chugging.
You know, we're going to do what they say can't be done.
Gary wants to spot on the bus. What do you got, Gary?
Got a long way to go and
a short time to get there.
That's right. Nah, we got plenty of time to get there. Get a little Buckies up.
Well, yeah, if we leave Friday after the bye week, we got to be there.
Get some brisket in your life.
Yeah, we got to be there Monday for our show down in New Orleans. So we got 2 days. We're good.
Bourbon brisket. But, yeah, no, I just think it's just a more complete team than last year. It's like night and day. Like last year we were winning, but every game we were like, hey, great, we won again. But this year we could win in so many different ways, and we got a defense with a secondary. It's fun to watch.
Well, and they're young, and they're getting better and better, Gary. That's the big thing. All right, Gary, so you got this as Super Bowl or bust?
Super Bowl or bust. Let's go.
All right, Gary, what do you got for us? Give us a multi-talented individual.
When I saw this guy on television, I was like, that guy? John Dornbos.
That's a really good answer.
That's really, really good.
Monk,
yeah. Ooh.
You know what? Football,
the Magic Man.
Really good. Football and magic. Yeah. Yeah, Gary, I like that answer. That might be one of the more unique ones we get today, Mike.
He can sing, too.
Oh, I haven't heard
that.
JD can sing as well.
Yeah. I tell you what, he's very, very talented. Very, very talented.
That's one of my favorite answers so far. Mike, we appreciate you you being here for this hour with us.
Absolutely, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to join you. You.
Hey, quick.
And so we'll hear you Sunday night for the call. This is a fun game, the Rams game on Sunday. They're not a great team, but they have some elements. Obviously, their passing game they're quite good there.
Well, the two top wide receivers, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, they both missed a lot of games. Yep. One's missed five, one's missed six, but now they're back. It's a type of team that, you know, some games they're hot, they can be really good, but then some games they just don't look that hot. So it's you don't know what you're getting with that team. So the Eagles have to go out there ready for a fight.
Yes, it will be. It'll be a fun one. Mike, we appreciate you hopping on.
All right, guys.
Thank you. There he goes, Mike Quick. A lot to do here on the show the rest of the way. Elliot Shore Parks will join us coming up from noon to 1, live at Chickies at Pete's. Ike Reese will be with us at 1 o'clock today. It is Birds at the Half as we celebrate the Eagles here today, an 8-2 football team, and really look forward to the rest of the year. We're live today from Chickies at Pete's at Southfield with Birds at the Half, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. A portion of the proceeds, all the crab fries sold today, will be donated to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Come on out, register for some great prizes. Hang out at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll be guest bartending. He will be slinging drinks. We're having a good time.
Drinks.
And, of course, it is combo content.